ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Sam. Government has announced a Royal Commission.
I've said repeatedly that our government's priority is to promote unity and social cohesion. And this is what Australia needs. It's clear to me that a Royal Commission is essential to achieving this.
The inquiry will examine four key areas: the prevalence of anti-Semitism, how law enforcement should respond to anti-Semitism, the circumstances surrounding the Bondi attack on December 14th, and strengthening social cohesion. But since the massacre at Bondi, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has resisted widespread calls to...
Over the past 3 years, as he has been to avoid this Royal Commission over the last 3 weeks, our country may not have found itself in the position we do
today. And the terms of reference weren't done this morning. They were done over a long period of time, including with proper consultation with the community to make sure that we got it right.
Today, ABC political editor Jacob Greber on how the government was forced to act. But national healing. She's speaking with ABC News Breakfast host Catherine Murphy.
What was your initial reaction when that Commonwealth Royal Commission was announced by the Prime Minister yesterday evening?
Huge relief. So there has been weeks of debate and an outpouring of support from all walks of Australian life, as we've seen. The magnitude and scale of what occurred here at Bondi and the escalation of anti-Semitism over the last couple of years has been something which has alarmed many Australians. And we are relieved that the Prime Minister has now established a Royal Commission into anti-Semitism in Australia and the circumstances that led to the Bondi attack, so we can get to the bottom of what happened here and ensure that it never happens again.
Michelle, along with that relief, is there disappointment that it took so long for the Prime Minister to get to that point?
The important point is that we have a Royal Commission established. A Royal Commission is the only and the highest form of inquiry, and we need the power and the independence of a Royal Commission to really understand the failures that led to Bondi, the emergence of a climate that has allowed anti-Semitism to take root and to fester, and the spread of ideological and religious extremism. So the important point is we now have the inquiry that is needed to get to the bottom of this.
Are you happy with the terms of reference as laid out by the Prime Minister? Do you think they go far enough?
We think the terms of reference are broad, which is good. They focus on the nature and prevalence of anti-Semitism, the conduct, the response of our security agencies, our government agencies and institutions, and also allow for looking at how we can strengthen social cohesion in this country and combat extremism that has taken root. So what will be important is that the Commissioner undertakes the Royal Commission examination with the rigour that is needed to maintain the confidence of all stakeholders, so we can get to the bottom of the failures that occurred and create a roadmap to help us move forward. We will and are committed to engaging constructively with the Commission to bring the voices and experiences of Jewish Australians to the fore and to help to reveal the truth about how anti-Semitism has taken root in this society, been allowed to fester, become normalised. So we look forward to working constructively with the Commissioner.
That was the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Michelle Goldman. Jacob Greber is the ABC's political editor. He's talking with News Radio's Tamara Wern.
I don't think there's any question that this has happened because of the real sort of push from families of the victims and then that ever-widening circle of different groups of people who were calling for it, you know, far beyond the Jewish community. It was sporting groups, it was business groups, it was civil society, there were judges, lawyers, barristers and the like. So there was a there was a broad swing of people who were pushing for this. And it has to be said also within the Labor Party, there were a few current members of Parliament, notably Ed Husic and Mike Freelander, but also a lot of former Labor members really kind of scratching their heads as to why it had been ruled out so vehemently. So there's no question all of that pressure was ultimately responsible for changing the Prime Minister's position.
What do you make of his statements then that they were waiting before they had something concrete before making an announcement, and it doesn't take a few days to work up parameters and investigative, you know, what the Royal Commission would look at?
Oh, look, I think that's a bit of after-the-fact repositioning. He has to frame it up, of course, as something that he was thinking about in some way or another all along. He did indicate, of course, early on when the New South Wales government announced it was holding a royal commission that the federal government would assist with that. He's sort of implying that that was akin to going down this path. Now, it's interesting, the New South Wales government has cancelled its royal commission because now the federal one will take precedence and it'll be a truly national royal commission, which is what all these groups were calling for in the first instance. So I think he's trying to make good of a poor decision initially, which, you know, it was only 10 days ago that he was vehemently arguing against a royal commission. He was making arguments for why it would potentially be a waste of time, get in the way of the other inquiry that they've established into the security services, and also arguments, not directly from the Prime Minister, but Tony Burke, the Home Affairs Minister, that it would create a platform for hate and division. Those arguments were roundly criticised by advocates of a royal commission, and the Prime Minister effectively yesterday acknowledging that those arguments didn't make sense in his now defence of a royal commission.
Yeah, he did also say that he has reflected and listened, or his government has reflected and listened. Can you talk me through what the four key areas the commission will examine?
They want to get to the bottom of how the spy agencies, the police authorities, the AFP, ASIO, all of those agencies were acting in the lead up to this. Were there clues that were missed? Now, that will be a section handled by Dennis Richardson, who's a former very senior public servant. He's also looked into ASIO in the past. He did a review several years ago. That's essentially asking the question, was there something that they missed? Were there red flags that might have prevented this? That part of the work has to conclude by April. It will be done under the umbrella of the Royal Commission, and the Royal Commissioner's guidance will be part of that, but that is essentially already underway. And the rest of it then really looks at the broader question of anti-Semitism and division in society. They will be looking at institutions, they will be looking at organisations, government, you name it, universities, for how that has been allowed to flourish. It will have a threshold question, of course, which is how widely is anti-Semitism embedded in society? And that's a really important question, and the findings will be very, very carefully watched. And they have until exactly the 12-month date of the terrible attack. That's when they have to report back. This is former High Court Justice Virginia Bell.
Yeah, and there's one commissioner, as you said, Virginia Bell, former High Court Justice, who'll be overseeing this. Now, the Coalition hasn't necessarily backed in and supported this decision in its entirety this morning, have they? And one of their criticisms has been that there should have been three commissioners, not one. What has the Coalition had to say, seeing as they've been calling for this for some time?
Well, actually, to be fair, the Coalition has now swung behind this decision. They've said, look, it's the Prime Minister's call. They would have preferred a tripartite leadership of the Commission. They were, of course, calling really from the get-go for a Royal Commission. They've now got what they wanted, and I think they've muted their criticism of the fact that it's just one person leading it. There was also a bit of criticism around in the last day or so about the potential choice of Virginia Bell. Those critics have also gone quiet. That's probably because actually they've got most of what they wanted here in the form of this Royal Commission. And besmirching or somehow questioning this choice. You know, I think there's a political consideration there for the opposition, which is to not go too far in the demand now that it's happened. Now, the Prime Minister has not folded to those calls, which were coming really from, you know, a relatively small group of people, and he stuck to his guns and gone with Virginia Bell, who is a very, very eminent, decorated former High Court Justice.
Yeah, and we should say some of those prominent voices that we'd been hearing calling for a commission as well as former Treasurer and former member of the Coalition, Josh Frydenberg, who's a Jewish Australian. He's been a strong voice leading for the charge for a Royal Commission. He's told the ABC he welcomes the announcement. And Jewish Labor MP Josh Burns has called for the inquiry to look at how anti-Semitism is festering online. What's been some of the other political reaction?
Oh, look, there's been a range. I think the remarks from the Jewish community across the sort of political spectrum of the various groups that we've heard from over the last few weeks have all welcomed this. I think there is a strong hope that this provides a pathway to some sort of national unity rather than more division. And that is a danger with inquiries of this nature as they go on, as they bring forward uncomfortable truths. There is a risk that it causes division, and I think that was actually one of the factors that the Prime Minister was weighing up in his reluctance to go down this path too quickly. And then, of course, once he'd made up his decision not to do this, he was sort of cornered and I think very much blindsided by the level of calls for this Royal Commission. They happened over what is normally a very, very quiet media period. And so it really was the only story around for weeks, and that just became untenable from his point of view. And I think he decided that rather than let this roll on and on and on, especially into whenever Parliament resumes, and we keep hearing that it might be sooner than the scheduled first week in February, rather than having it roll on, he needed to get on top of this issue. And he's moved yesterday. And I think the reaction has been one of relief. And for the opposition, which has really been hammering him hard, they'll also have to rethink whether they keep sort of talking about his failure here to move more quickly, or they pivot to making sure the Royal Commission is a success and perhaps other issues that Australians are worried about as well.
That was Jacob Grieber, the ABC's political editor, talking with News Radio's Tamara Wern. We also heard from Michelle Goldman, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking with ABC News breakfast host Catherine Murphy. Good morning. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.